News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise again. Rob Zenner, fabulous producer, taking great care of us. He deserves full credit for that. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater. Lewis Berg, we got a review today of Watcher.
One of the best movies I saw at this year's Sundance Film Festival opens nationwide today. Watcher stars Micah Monroe as a young woman who moves to Hungary with her boyfriend. No sooner do they arrive than she notices a creepy man in the building across the street staring into their window. Then the guy begins following her. Considering there's a serial killer named The Spider out there beheading women, his ongoing presence seems particularly threatening. Watcher is not the first movie to deal with a character being observed and stalked, but it does have several things that elevated above the pack, starting with the cold Budapest locations that provide an ominous setting for the story. Monroe gives a stellar performance that avoids the overwrought histrionics a lot of actors would have leaned on. We can feel her character's fear at every second. The film also finds original ways of staging the cat-and-mouse game played by this woman and her stalker so that we're perpetually on edge. The nerve-rattling events we witness build to a gruesome, shocking climax. Watcher isn't getting the hype that Top Gun Maverick and Doctor Strange are, but it's a picture you should definitely pay attention to. This is a first-rate thriller. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 cans of mace.
Wow. Okay.
This is really good.
Yeah, the trailer doesn't do it justice, I would assume. Would you agree?
I would agree. They kind of keep out the best parts of the movie. It's a slow burn. It takes a little while to get going, and then once it does, it really holds you in its grasp. And like I said, I saw it back in January at Sundance, and I just absolutely loved it. I'm going to go see it again in the theater because I think it's so good. I'm just excited to see it a second time. But this is a movie people should pay attention to. You probably haven't heard it. You haven't heard of it. You haven't seen TV ads for it. Probably don't know a whole lot about what it is. That's why I wanted to review it today to tell people this movie is out there. It's local. It's worth your time and
it's
money.
Big. Okay. It's going to be at AMC as far as you know.
It's opening at AMC today.
All right. Fantastic. So, and this is called Watcher. Theater's the only place to see it at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. 3.5
cans of mace. Because, you know, a woman being stalked should have some mace on her at all
times.
Should have
some mace. Okay, right. There you go. All right. All right. So that's sound advice. Okay. And tell me more about the background. The actresses or actress mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I guess there's an actor involved too. At least one. And what went into this and so on.
Micah Monroe, the star, she would be best known to people for a horror movie she made several years ago that was very popular called It Follows. And she's done a lot of other things. She's done some independent film. She also appeared in the Independence Day sequel from a few years back. So she's one of those actresses who kind of mostly works in independent film, occasionally makes a studio production, but very, very talented. And she's really the linchpin here. We follow her character through the movie and see the fear that she's going through. And of course, the whole movie is kind of about gaslighting. There's a lot of men who say, you know, you're crazy for thinking this guy's following you. It's a coincidence that he showed up at the grocery store. It's a coincidence, you know, that you saw him. But she makes you believe in what this character is going through. And there's a scene, I'm not going to give anything away, but there's a scene where she decides to go over to the other building that is one of the most tense things I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Right, well, that's in the trailer, so you're not disclosing too much there. So, okay. So, but then the right compilation of directing and movie making, all this falls together nicely here.
It does. It's very well made. It's very taut. Only runs 95 minutes, so, you know, it's a very fast-paced movie.
Thank Kevin.
In that sense. So, yeah, it's really good. I can't recommend it enough. I'm so glad that this movie found distribution and that it's getting a nationwide release. And I hope people will take a chance on it because I think they'll be glad that they did.
All right, fantastic. Watcher, 3.5 cans of mace for safe walking at night for people or anytime, I suppose, and at the theaters now. Fire Island starts mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, Fire Island, made by Searchlight Pictures, which was originally supposed to go into theaters, but instead, for whatever reason, it got shipped off to Hulu. And this is kind of a mixed bag for me. It's the story about a group of gay friends who go on an annual trip to Fire Island, that resort area right off of Long Island in New York City. And they go with the idea of hooking up, dating, meeting new people. And one character is played by Bowen Yang, who people know as a Saturday Night Live cast member, and his best friend is trying to hook him up with somebody there. And it's an interesting movie. It has really great actors and performances, and I love the characters and the way they get along with each other and the look at the dating scene among this group. But this movie is just so stupidly plotted that it annoyed me. There's an annoying voiceover narration from one of the characters that keeps taking you out of the movie because he keeps commenting ironically on what we're watching. And there's a lot of predictable subplots. One guy, he is constantly in conflict with another man from a different group. And of course, you know that they're secretly attracted to each other and they're going to fall in love by the end because all they do is fight and bicker. So Fire Island, you know, some things that I really liked about it, but just enough that didn't work that I'm kind of iffy on it. So 2.5 stars for that. It's on Hulu, so if you have Hulu, you're not really losing anything by checking it out. I probably wouldn't recommend paying a ticket price to see it if it was in the theater. If you have Hulu and you want to see some good performances and a couple funny lines and you're willing to overlook some really dumb plotting,
how long
might be
is
worth
it?
2 hours.
How long?
About 2 hours.
No, so it's a longer film. Okay, well, I guess 2 hours is normal, right? That's about normal these days. Okay.
But you know, the thing, it's nice to have a movie like this because when I was growing up, whenever you saw a gay character on screen, they were just comic relief. They were meant to be laughed at. For example, you know, the example I remember is Meshach Taylor's character in the movie Mannequin, who was this very exaggerated, over-the-top, stereotypical character that the audience was supposed to laugh at. Here's a healthy movie about gay men in the modern day, and their dating, and their relationships, and their friendships. And so, you know, that is the thing I did like about Fire Island, is it shows how far we have come in our depictions of the LGBT community. I just wish that the plotting was better.
Right. In the trailer, you see some are over-the-top, some, you know, less so, I guess, I'll say, but yeah, it's but normal, sort of normal depictions. All right, well, fantastic. Fire Island 2.5 there. Jada Pinkett Smith broke her silence this week. That made ripples in the entertainment news.
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith talking about that Oscar slap, but of course, you know, she said a lot without saying anything at all. Her exact quote was, "My deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both, and we all actually need one another more than ever. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the last 28 years, and that's to keep figuring out this thing called life together." So, you know, she kind of mentioned the slap, but didn't really go into any sort of depth on it. But that is really the first that we've heard from her after that shocking Oscars incident.
What's the status of Smith since this happened? Is he out there or no? Or?
No, several projects. Okay. He was slated to be part of have been canceled or paused. So he's definitely in career rehab mode right now. I think he's sort of taking a step away as he needs to let some things blow over and see where all of the cards land.
Okay, all right, to see what comes of that. So we'll keep an eye on that. We monitored Top Gun over the weekend. Now, what, $100 million at the box office?
$156 million over the four-day holiday weekend. A great number for that film.
But at the same time, and maybe this doesn't factor in, our 94KX crew saw you at the movie on Thursday, the day before?
Yes, the 94KX morning show crew. We all went to see Top Gun. Last Thursday
that's
together.
That's not really a weekend opening. That's Thursday morning, right?
It was Thursday afternoon. It was
Thursday
3
afternoon?
O'clock Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's not really a weekend opening. That's Thursday afternoon.
Well, this was for Friday through the holiday Monday. Although they do count those early shows. You know, movies are kind of weird now. The big movies used to open Thursday at midnight, and then the Aurora shooting happened, and studios stopped having those midnight screenings. And then they ended up moving it to earlier in the afternoon. So now the big tentpole movies tend to open at 3 or 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and then they can count that money in with the grosses from Friday through Sunday, or Friday through Monday in the case of this holiday weekend. So it's fudging the numbers a little bit. I mean, that was a 4.5-day total, but still, $156 million opening for Top Gun, and I think it's really going to continue because it got a rare A-plus cinema score. That's the company that pulls people coming out of the theaters. Audiences love it. Critics love it. I think this is going to be that movie that dominates this summer, kind of the way Jurassic Park did in 1993. You know, this is going to be the film of the summer.
All right. Other than Jurassic Park, any other films that have had that comparable dominance through the summer? I mean, I think Spider-Man's and Batman's is being popular, but not taking over the whole box office.
The original Spider-Man in 2002, that was another one that kind of dominated. Yeah, but this one is different. You know, this feels like a cultural phenomenon. And when I've talked to people, they've been genuinely excited about Top Gun Maverick in a way that you don't normally hear. There's normally that hype-induced excitement, like when a new Marvel movie comes out. It's all, okay, you know, another Marvel movie. But there was genuine love in the excitement for Top Gun, and that's why I think it's going to continue to play well. People are really, really enthusiastic about going back to this world and seeing this character again.
All right. Well, and he does a super job at it. There's no argument there. Okay, Top Gun Maverick. Lastly, a new Mad Max film is going to come out. Do we need another Mad Max film?
Oh, after Mad Max Fury Road, I definitely want another one. Production started this week on Furiosa. It's going to be a prequel about the character that Charlize Theron played in Mad Max Fury Road. Now that character is going to be played by Anya Taylor-Joy.
Aww.
Chris Hemsworth is also in the cast. George Miller, the great George Miller, is returning to direct. So after the triumph of Mad Max Fury Road, I think there's every reason to be excited about Furiosa.
Is Charlize in it?
No. Oh, okay. It takes place earlier in her life, right? So,
okay, all right.
But that's a shame. I kind of wish that they had, you know, kept her.
Well, sure. Well, that's
she was
why
so good
I watch them. So
yeah.
I have to see. I need a dose of her about every couple of months or so. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan. We'll see you at the movies. Movie Mike McGranahan. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.